We're on the bottom of Yer Aleph on the base. Omer of Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Omer of Yochanan. Omer L'Shlucho, Tzev Akadosh L'Isha Stam. See what this has shaykhus to our Gemara in a few minutes. Person made a shliach to Makadosh, a woman for him. He didn't specify where, what, who. Just stop and go marry somebody. Also, and then we don't know who the shliach was Makadosh. Shliach, he never comes back, drops dead, whatever. So the halacha is, he's osur b'chol ha'noshim shiva olam. He's osur every woman, because maybe she is the relative of a woman he married. Chazok ha'shliach osur shlichu. So, the kimen lo porish lei, halo yoda ha'ini u'kodish lei. We don't know who he was makadish, and therefore every woman is a sofik. Maybe she is the sister, mother, daughter of that woman. Because he said specifically in which city or whatever, and only the women who have relatives in that city would be awesome. So we assume that he fulfilled the shlichus and he married this woman, married a woman. The kiddush lo pirish lo hain minayu kodesh lei. The lo yoda is a kiddush lo. The he hoder hoso aish v'nosav itzah. That person will now go and marry some woman. Dilma zuhi ima obito achosa shelo soisha. Maybe it's the mother, the sister, the daughter of that woman that he's already married to. She kiddush lo shlucho. The hen kulan asuras lo. Kida amar hasam. And the kaddish asisha osur alav sheva arayas. Kiddushin itself assers all the seven arayas. That what's it called? All the relatives of that woman.
Why can't he marry a Giyoyos?
The what?
Why can't he marry a Giyoyos?
We'll see one second. Okay. There's other women he can marry too. Okay, but in any case, he's also most of the women in the world, right? He's also too, because he could be one of the relatives of this woman. Okay. Okay. Eishlei Rishrokish with Yochanan. Kan Stuma. Kain Stuma. Sheparcha Gozel Echod Mehem La'adir Ha'olam. You have a pair of birds, Torim b'nei Yonah, that were separated for one's supposed to be a chatas and one's supposed to be an ola, but you weren't yet mefarish which is which. So they could be either. You still have the option of making either one a chatas or either one an ola. And one of them flew away, and we don't know what happened to it. So we don't know. So the one that's left, you could make whatever you want now still. So it got mixed up with chatos hamesos, right? Birds that have to die because either chatos shemesu ba'aleho or shekipru bo ba'aleho, five kinds of chatos that they have to be let to die. So this bird got mixed up with them. But one of them died. So yikach zuglasheni. So he takes another one. And what's it called? Since you didn't declare which is which, so now you can declare them. Now this one could be an old, this one could be a chatas or whatever. The evil came the fureshes, but if you already designated which one's going to be an old and which one's going to be a chatas, then ein lo takana. Then if that happened, and you don't know which one is the one that flew away, the chatas or the ola. So now you don't know what to do. The ilu shar kinim be'alma misakna chara. Every kain in the world now should be awesome. Maybe it's from that bird. And maybe it's already designated as a chatas or an ola. And you can't designate the other thing anymore. So the chara, all the kinim in the world should be awesome. Because of this one bird. Right? We don't know where that bird is. Va'amai. Lema kol chada v'chada dilma hainiu. Why should they all be mutter? All the kinim should be osur because maybe this bird is the one that flew away from this kan. Omer leka mina ano isha delo naida v'amres li ati sura denaid. There's a difference between a woman who is stationary. We'll see one second. That doesn't mean she's asleep in one place all the time, but she returns to her stationary position. So then it's halach of kavua, and kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzal. But a bird flies around. And therefore, we have the klal of called the parish, miruba parish. If we have any bird that we're not sure, is this the bird that flew away from this guy's cane? So we say, rove of the birds in the world are not this bird. Not the bird that flew away. The chite mahochinami nayid. If you'll tell me the woman also is nayid, she also moves around. Aim or Bishuka Ashkach the Kodesh, right? Maybe the woman was, what's it called, not in her kviyas when he married her. He found her in the shuk and married her there. So she also is called a parish meruba parish. Hasam hadron lichusa. By a woman, she goes back to her kviyas. So therefore, she has a din of kavua, and kol kavua kemechtzal mechsa. So if we're declaring now, is this woman a relative of the woman the man married? Right, we have to assume that maybe she is, because it's now mechtzal mechsa. But a bird doesn't always go back to its original stationary position. See Rashi. Kain stuma echad michayve kinim kagon hazov zova yoledes mitzora shifushu lohem shtei tzorin or shnei bnei yona vadayim lo koru lohem shein. They didn't yet designate which one's an ola and which is a chatas. Ezel the chatas veezel the ola. Uporach gozel echad mehem laavir ha'ol, and one of them flew away. We don't know which bird it was. Well, it doesn't make a difference now because it hasn't been designated. Oshaporach olabein chatos meisos kagon shahayu shom mehei chatos hameisos. One of the five chatos that have to die. Kagon chatos shekipru ba'aleho, chatos that the owner was mechuper with another bird. He lost it, and then he had a kapara with another one that he was mafresh, and he found this one. So it has to die. Or chatos shemesu ba'aleho, right? The owner of the chatos died. Then the chatos has to die. And it's arva b'nei. I mean, he got mixed up. But then ve'en yodua ezuhu, de'en lo shuv takana. If it already was designated, there's no takana. Because we don't know if this bird that got mixed up was a chatos or nola. If the one that's remaining is a chatos or nola, there's nothing you can do with it. Yikach gozel sheni, v'achar kach yafrish echod l'chatos v'echod l'ola. Right? If you haven't designated them, then take another one to make the pair, and then designate them. Gilion, v'hochi komer ben chatos ha-mesos, di'ilu nisarva ben chatos chayos, v'hana chatos di'deininhu, they got mixed up with chatos that can be sacrificed, my motzi l'mesov chad minayu, v'ovid le'zug l'hai. He could make one of them and make another zug for this one. V'haydlo nisarev ha-vikored la'ola. And the one that wasn't mixed up, he'll make an ola, because he can designate them any way he wants. Okay. The ilu came mifureshes, but if he hadn't designated them already, sheporach echod mehen, ve'en yodea ezu, and one of them flew away, we don't know which one, right? Ein lo takona. There's nothing you can do with that pair, because you don't know if what you have left is a chatas or an ola. Lefisha ein yodea ezu lechatas, ve'ezu leola. The afagav the pirish kivin lo havi tarvayu kamei les buakera the lo yoda I hai sheni havi chatos ola. Since they're not here in front of him anymore, he doesn't remember which is which. Right? He designated them, but afterwards he forgot which was the one he made a chatos and which one the ola. So he knows which one's left, but he doesn't know if this was the chatos or the ola. The ilu shar kinim the alma misaknan v'amai lema kol echol man the maisi kinim. Why don't we say to anybody who brings birds, Hainu hai de porach leploni esmo. Maybe this is the bird that flew away from this guy's cane, right? Obviously, it's not going to include all the birds in the world, because maybe there are birds that were born after this guy's flew away. But it means rove of the birds in the world are going to be awesome, right? It's going to be a problem. That's the problem. The nimsa mischaper bekor mechaveiro. The ha'amra shu asur bechol anoshim shibaolam. Just like we say that all the women in the world are asur, because maybe they're a relative of the woman that this shliach married. Why aren't all the birds in the world asur? Because maybe they're that bird that flew away. Omerle aminu lecho ano ishid lo naide. The chol kvudo basmela prima. A woman is stationary. Right? She just stays in her house. The chol de kviya havelei kemechtzal mechtzav asur. She's kavua. And therefore, all kavua kemechtzal mechtzal. Where the suffix began is when he was married this woman, and therefore she's kavua. And all other women you're going to marry are also kavua. So therefore, if we have a suffix, whether this woman is a mother, sister, or daughter of the woman that he married, we have to say kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzal. The at most visleil me sura deny it. You're asking me a question from birds that fly around. The ikal meimer the hashem bedinu the lishru mishum the isma taima the chol the parish miruba the hatera parish. Right. The chi taima gabi isha nami emor hai baal ashkechelahi itza b'shuka. Maybe he found this relative or possible relative in the shuk, and she was not in her kviyas, so she's also called the parish. So we're now saying, where did she come from? She came from the rove. Rove women are not relatives of the woman that he married. denied of Elishri bar the Cholder Parish and Ruba Parish. Akati lo domi. Kiilu itza hadra mechusa. A woman goes back to her original stationary position. Kiven de aila le besa havile kvua. Avogabi kain le olam havile yisura denied. But the kain, the bird doesn't go back anywhere. It's always Parish. Therefore, you go after Rove. They say that that's what it means, that love and bikesh lakaris hakol. Where do we ever find love and wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael? But since they wanted to kill Eliezer, right, and Avram sent him to marry somebody, you know who, so if Eliezer had been killed, Yitzchak would have been usher to all the women in the world because of this gemara. And then he couldn't get married, there wouldn't be any Klal Yisrael. So that's love and bikesh lakaris hakol.
But then Maguire themselves, some
connection,
someone would be
Maguire
themselves.
Yeah, so okay, that was Akasha, yeah, okay. Could be that again, but it'd be also to rove with the women in the world who weren't to give Maguire. Could be over there also, we didn't say Gairis is Ketinik Shinolet. By the Gairis before Matan Torah, he didn't say that. So they still remained also. Omar Rava, Umodar of Yochanan, be Isha Shain Velo Bas, Velo Bas Bas, Velo Bas Ben, Velo Aim, Velo Aim Aim, Velo Achos, Afo Pisha Hoysolo Achos, oh, wait a second. So, if there's a woman who doesn't have any relatives, right, so then she can't be the relative of the woman that got married, she has no relatives, so she can't be her mother, or can't be her daughter, or can't be whatever. So a woman who doesn't have any relatives, and that would include a Gioris too. So Enecharami, there are women he could marry, right? But most of the women in the world are going to be Yosef. The Afal Pisha Hoysala Achos Nisgarsha, and even if she had a sister, but she was married, right? When the Shliach was Mekadesh this Isha, right? Then what's it called? The Achar Mikad, right? Why? The He Sharia, still she's Mutter, my timer. The Bahi Shaita, the Ka'omer Le, Havi Nisiv on the Gavri. Right. Since when he made the shliach, this woman, the sister, was married. Okay? So even though subsequently she became divorced, right? So still, the person doesn't make a shliach to marry somebody to him that's not possible to get married at the time he made the shliach. He doesn't have in mind. He meant, marry me somebody who's So therefore, this was not shaykh. It wasn't shaykh that this sister was the woman he married. Because even though she subsequently became divorced, that wasn't in the suffix. Right? Person doesn't make a shliach to do something that at that point he made the shliach can't help. So he didn't mean to make a shliach to marry somebody who was married at the time he made the shliach. Even though subsequently she became divorced and he could have married her, right? That doesn't count. Rashi. Mother of Yochanan be Isha Shein Lo Bas Velo Achos Pnuya. No unmarried sister or mother or whatever. The Afal Pi De La Achar Mikain Havile Chada Mihani Krovoseha Pnuya. Even though one of those relatives later on become available, their husband died or they got divorced. Even to his man Sheshilav Zeshlucho Haiso Haisha Nesua. Since when he made the shliach, that Krova was married. Right, the ha'achas penuya, and one of them was not married. Ubaze the kiddushas apnuya, and choshin lomer shema shlucha balekan the kiddushas achosa. Right, maybe the shliach married this sister who was divorced by the time the shliach still was around, but not divorced at the time that the shliach was made. La'achashin is garishim, but imtzeze pogeya b'achosa. The yesh bo mishu misur shtei achoyes. No, we don't say that. Why? The stama de milsa. When I make a shliach, I have intention you should marry somebody, right, that's right now mutter to me. Not somebody that right now is usher to me, but may later in the future become mutter. So I didn't make you a shliach for those kind of women. I made you a shliach for women who were not married at the time I made you the shliach. So if there was a woman who was married at the time that he made the shliach, it's vadi that and even though she became a grusha, when the shliach was still available to marry her, right, to this guy, that was sure that that wasn't the woman he married. Avol milsad lo kaima kameik gon zed the vahi shaita the komash v'shliach lahai havi mincheva legarva. This woman was married. Lo mash v'in a shliach. So you weren't my shliach. So if he married her, she's not married because not his shliach. Okay. So now the Gemara, now we're going to see what it has to do with our case. Okay. Tanan. So now our Mishnah. Right, so it comes out now, after this whole thing, that a person doesn't make a shliach for something that's not right now mutter to him. Okay? He doesn't think about something that is not in front of him. Okay. So therefore, I body didn't make you a shliach to marry a woman that at the time I made you the shliach was still married. Okay. Not tanan. Hareini nazir. Okay, the case we had in the Mishnah. Reuven said, I'm a Nazir and I have to bring the Karbonos of another Nazir. And Shimon heard him say it, and Shimon said, I'm also a Nazir and I also want to, what's it called, bring the Karbonos of another Nazir. So, if they're smart, they exchange Karbonos. If not, then they have to go and get another Nazir's Korbanos. The second guy had the first guy was already a Nazir, so he had could have had him in mind. Because we say that a person has in mind only things that are possible at the time that he made his neder or made a shliach or whatever it may be. But Lamaisa, the first guy, when he made his thing, and I'm going to be in Galeach a Nazir, he couldn't have meant the second guy, because the second guy wasn't a Nazir yet. He could have only meant Nazirim who already were Nazirim. Right? But he doesn't think about somebody, so when he made that tonight, it didn't include the guy who yet wasn't a Nazir. Because we're saying now that when a person makes a Tanai, makes a Shliach, whatever it may be, he only thinks about the things that are possible at the time. But this guy wasn't possible at the time, wasn't a Nazir yet. That's why he can exchange karbanos with the first one. Because when he became a Nazir and said he's going to bring the karbanos of another Nazir, the first one was already a Nazir. So he could have had him in mind. But the first guy, when he made his nether to bring the karbanos of another Nazir, the second one wasn't a Nazir yet. Why can he exchange karbanos with the second one when he made his nether? I'm going to be megaleach a nazir. The first, second one wasn't a nazir. Something that's not in front of the person at that time, right? It's not possible. Then he doesn't have that in mind. So when I made that tanai, I surely didn't have the second guy in mind. He wasn't a Nazir yet. And therefore, why do we say that they're Megaleach one the other?